AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It was a terrorist act. That's how prosecutors described the Boston Marathon bombing that killed three people and wounded hundreds more almost 2 years ago. This morning, the jury is deliberating, and there doesn't seem to be much of a question about which way they'll go. Even Johar Tsarnaev's lawyers say he did it, though they've told the jury that his dead brother Tamerlan was the mastermind, and without him, it wouldn't have happened. The AP's Denise Lavoie is covering this trial.
They're laying the groundwork in this first phase so that when the same jury begins the second phase, when it considers mitigating factors and aggravating factors and decides what penalty to give him, death or life in prison, they will have this groundwork laid that, look, he did participate, but his brother was the main instigator of this attack.
A blunt admission from the president this morning about the tentative nuclear deal with the Iranians. Tehran could rush to build a bomb after more than a decade has passed. Our White House correspondent, Mark Smith.
The deal framework sharply limits Iran's centrifuges and uranium stockpile for 10 years. But the president says the fears of critics who ask what then are understandable.
At that point, the breakout times would have shrunk almost down to zero.
Still, even then, he says this deal would leave America and its allies better off because inspections would have given them a good handle on the Iranian program.
We have much more insight into their capabilities.
Plus, in an NPR interview, Obama said nothing in the deal prevents future presidents from acting to stop an Iranian nuclear bomb. Mark Smith at the White House.
There were more available jobs in February than in 14 years, but employers filled fewer of them than they did in January. There were also fewer layoffs. Bottom line, businesses pulled back on hiring amid signs of a stumbling economy. This is AP Radio News. Trying to slim down? A medical journal says the programs that scored the best marks were Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig. Here's our Ross Simpson.
The two plans are among the most popular and had the best evidence that dieters could lose meaningful amounts of weight and keep it off for at least a year. Pooling results from several studies, the researchers found that Weight Watchers dieters lost an average of at least 8 pounds and kept it off for at least 12 months versus about 15 pounds for those using the Jenny Craig plan. But most participants remained overweight. I'm Ross Simpson.
The study is in the Annals of Internal Medicine. Former Vice President Dick Cheney has a new book coming out, and it takes aim at President Obama. Cheney says the president has abandoned a tradition of American leadership around the world and says he's diminished U.S. power at a time when the terrorist threat is growing. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.